Board of Commissioners regular session, Thursday, October 22nd, 2015, to order. The second item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli. Uzi. Flynn. Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Myjack. Miller.
Yes.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Yeah.
Smith.
Here.
Toco.
Here.
Glassberg.
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner Kathy Toco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tonight's invocation is prepared by my uncle, Monsignor Toco. Father, we stand before you to give you thanks that you are our God and that you have chosen us to be your people. We are surrounded by all good things of the world, which have come to us as gifts from your loving hands. We are now responsible to use those gifts wisely and to share them with our community. Kindness, generosity, gentleness, justice, and peace are among the many gifts we are called to share. When we offer them to others, we honor you. May we always appreciate the good things of this life as we do the work of this commission. So today, we give you fitting thanks and praise, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda to also include an RIF or an RFI from Commissioner Sabatini for the judge inquiry from the Office of County Executive, as well as the employee cost comparison, which will be on the November 5th Finance Committee. These were questions that were brought up in terms of the comparison between how much was saved from lump sum payments in going to DC and HSAs to what we previously had.
So moved.
Moved by Marino, supported by Duje. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated 9/17/15 and 10/8/15.
So moved
by Marino, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Public participation? Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once? Going twice? Going three times? Public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive, which was the RFI on the judge inquiry, which Deputy Executive Delden responded to. It should be on your desks, as well as the employee cost comparison, which will be on the November 5th finance. Just need to receive and file the correspondence.
Motion to receive and file.
Moved by Marino, supported by Sabatini. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The correspondence is received. Introduction of the new DIA director, Salvador Salort Pons. I think that the chairman of the DIA board is going to give a brief introduction on the selection process, and then the director will speak briefly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you all for this opportunity. Since January, I've been regularly reporting to the Macomb County Art Authority on the status of our efforts to identify the next director at the Detroit Institute of Arts. I chaired a 13-member committee, and about a year ago, as you recall, we were involved in an extensive litigation in Detroit, in the Detroit bankruptcy, and had we been looking for our director at that time, there would have been very little interest in the position, given the financial vagaries of the city and the status of the DIA at that time, which was the focal point of creditors from around the country. Flash forward 3-4 months into January, Detroit's out of bankruptcy. The museum is independent. The city transferred the art and the building to the corporation I chair. We had interest from all over the world in the position and interviewed a number of candidates. And after a lengthy and thoughtful process, we're very, very fortunate to find the gentleman I'm about to introduce right in our own DIA. Salvador is a internationally respected art scholar. He has headed a very important collections management division at the museum. He has been the head of the European Paintings Department. And without further comment, and in the interest of your time tonight, I'm delighted to introduce you to Salvador Solert-Pons, who's been the DIA director for all of 1 week now. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene, and thank you all for inviting me today to the meeting. I'm delighted to be here. As you can see by my accent, I'm not an American. I was born and raised in Madrid, Spain. And just give you a little bit of a background who I am. I was trained as an art historian, and I received a PhD from the University of Bologna in Italy. And then in 2004, I came to the United States, where I worked in Dallas at Southern Methodist University. While studying at Dallas, I received an MBA from the Cox Business School at SMU. In 2008, I started to work at the DIA as a curator, and then I grew professionally through the curatorial ranks, and later in the executive team of the museum, where I had been for over 2 years before I was appointed director of the DIA. The museum is an extraordinary institution, as you know, one of the best collections in the world, and it's really exciting to be the leader of a collection like this one. I was at the DIA when the merge was approved, and I have to tell you that I'm very familiar with the system that we are implementing now with your generous help. European museums, continental European museums like the Spanish Museum or Italian museums are all supported with tax funds from the contributors. So I understand very well the generous effort of the residents, and how important that the operation of the museum fulfills the agreements that we have established with the counties. I look forward to working with you in the upcoming years, and I'm planning to attend the meetings, listening to how we are doing our operations with the counties, and getting feedback from you so we can improve our services with the counties. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to speak with you today, and I hope you will come to the museum very soon. We have a wonderful exhibition, 30 Americans, which is an exhibition that comes, or a collection of works of art that comes from the Rubel family in Miami, and features masterpieces by African-American contemporary artists. It's a great show. It has already had a lot of success. We had our opening, public opening last Sunday, and I do hope that you will come and visit. Thank you.
Thank you. If you don't mind and you do have time, I think the meeting will only be about 5 or 10 minutes longer if you could stay so commissioners could introduce themselves, if that's possible.
It will be my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, motion to receive and file.
So moved.
Moved by Toko, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The introduction is received. Infrastructure and Economic Development flowed into the Finance Committee on October 21st. All those items are there. Just so commissioners know, Corporation Counsel answered the question from Commissioner Tokel in terms of the liability for the Z contractor at the Department of Roads. Commissioner Tokel, did you have anything?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Seeing none, we have a motion by the Chair and the Vice Chair of Finance. Any discussion? Seeing none. Commissioner Ducey? Oh, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All no votes are carried over, but the items do pass. Apportionment report on finance, which was referred by the finance on 10/21.
Move to approve.
Moved by Bosberg, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The apportionment for 2015 is approved. Adopt resolution approving the creation of one additional circuit court judgeship in 2017 and a second additional circuit court judgeship in 2019. Moved by Toko, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Commissioner Sabatini.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I raised some questions. Obviously, everyone has a copy of the inquiries that I made with the OCE, and also in reference to Commissioner Carabelli's reference relative to the 2019 judgeship, I also had the same concerns that he did. I am supporting this. I just, with my inquiry relative to the OCE, I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page relative to this discussion, because you know, the OCE is responsible for presenting the budget to this board for approval, and I wanted to make sure, even though it is in their forecast, I still wanted to be certain that in the upcoming years that they are going to continue to support this, and they have done that via, you know, via email here that we received today. But they also did state that they will be determining when it comes to that budget year if it is substantial with the revenue being available to put that into the budget. So I just wanted to make that clear here today. Also, relative to the construction of the court building, I don't know what the timeline is of the creation of the new courts there, but I just want to make sure with us approving this here this evening that those courts will be constructed and fully operational by the date that the courts are necessary to start operations there. So I don't know if we have received a timeline from Clark Construction on that specific.
We received one on Tuesday at the Infrastructure Committee meeting, and per the request of Commissioner Smith, we have the monthly or short-term timeline that's put in, but at the bottom of each monthly report that's offered by Platt Moran, Cressa, and Clark Construction, it does show the long-term time frame. I'm not exactly sure if it'll be totally completed by 2017, but I think by the end of that year, the middle of that year, it will be completed.
Okay. I see Chief Judge Biernatz here in the audience. I don't know if he can address it, too, if he's heard anything in regards to the timeline for the construction at all.
We do have a timeline. Of course, nothing's set in stone. But if there is a problem, for example, if the courts are not exactly ready at January of 2017, we do have we can use a juvenile. They're not courts, but we have juvenile conference rooms that can be turned into makeshift courts for a small period of time.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Chief Judge.
Any other discussion or questions for the Chief Judge? Seeing none, we'll take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The two new judgeships, one in 17 and one in 19, pass unanimously. Board Chair report. Obviously, MTB continues to be an issue. I'm putting together a meeting in the next week and a half with all the principals to try to address those key issues. Part-time special coordinator's position has been posted, and it is going to be closed on October 27th. The BOC and the Health Department have joined together for a mural project. This was actually initiated by Laura Murphy in our office, who used to work at the Health Department. I think it's a great thing. So we're going to try to connect to our local schools, and it might be a good opportunity to connect with the DIA as well to kind of assist on some of the walls and the murals where we have children services provided. So it offers a little bit more of a comforting experience, and it engages the schools. You see the deadlines and the winners that will be announced by the spring. Newsletters are completed. Courtney, can you just quickly go show that?
Yes. So the newsletters are all digital, and this is what it'll look like when they're sent to the email addresses. There'll be three stories that'll be the same for every commissioner. And then on the sidebar, on the right sidebar, information regarding each commissioner's individual city hall community events will change. So if you have particular community events you want to have placed in your newsletter, just send them to me. And then only the first paragraph will appear in the actual email, and then once you click it, it'll go to a web page that I have created with the full stories.
So those will be out, and then on the other engagement project that we're working on, the video that we showed last month, I'm still working on the contract language with the Mount Clemens Cable Network, and so hopefully we can start those videos the beginning of next year. 2016 board meeting calendar. The proposal is on your desk. I did the best I could, incorporating everybody's asks. We'll vote on that on November 5th. I know everybody's not going to be happy, but some commissioners did ask for in a lot of dates that doesn't make it possible. And then if you guys do need things to be tweaked, I'll do my best, like I did last time and like I always do, to accommodate commissioners. Elected official compensation study, I brought it up yesterday. It was sent to 610 different companies. It was viewed by 21 and zero put a bid on. I kind of need some direction in terms of where we need to go. Commissioner Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, you did mention that maybe we were going to contact a few of the ones that opened it and maybe get some feedback on why they did not bid on it. Have we done that yet?
Yep, we have not.
Okay, I'd say that would be a good first step, and maybe we can just revise. Maybe it was a language. Maybe they didn't understand it. Maybe there's some kind of guidance that they could give us, since that's who we are looking for, is one of the companies, you know, similar to who opened it and why what the reasons were. So maybe we could try that. That would be a good start.
We will try that at the beginning of next week to contact all or most of the 21 companies and try to get feedback if we can identify an individual in that company or that consulting firm.
Thanks.
Any other comments? Commissioner Kleinfeld? Zero. It was sent to 610. 21 actually opened it up under Mitten, and zero put in a bid.
Six. I sent in unavailable dates for 2016.
You sent in well above 30 dates. I would say about half did. And that was already when we incorporated all the conferences and the different times off that the county has.
Commissioner Moran, all those days off.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In regards to the elected official compensation study, what is the anticipated budget for that?
We don't know. I mean, it could be anywhere. Hopefully, we were hoping it'd be under $30,000, but we wouldn't know until we got those bids in, because we've never conducted one outside of the county.
Well, to my understanding, the vote to award that particular contract.
If it's over $35,000, it would require a vote of the commission.
Right. But if it's under $35,000, will we still be taking a vote?
It's up to the commission. I mean, this is like any other department, but I can put it in front of the commission.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I would say, because personally, I mean, given that we had to vote on the compensation study, you know, for the employees, I'd like to vote on the elected officials.
I don't have an objection to that.
All right, thank you. Because again, being that I voted no for the compensation study for the employees, I would like to have the opportunity to show that not, you know, in favor of boosting our compensation while neglecting their wages as well. So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Kleinfeld? I don't object to that. Commissioner Miller?
Perhaps reaching out to MAC, if that hasn't already been done. Maybe there are other counties that have contemplated similar studies, and then although we may not be a constituent of theirs, perhaps the Michigan Municipal League might also have some resources or firms that they could put us in touch with, too. Thanks.
We'll do that. Moving on to the Public Act 2 funds, a memo was sent out on behalf of Commissioner Carabelli. We can address that at a future committee meeting, but commissioners do have that. And then myself, Commissioner Kleinfeld, who's our MAC representative, Commissioner Marino, Commissioner Bosberg met with Steve Curry, who's in charge of their public government relations arm at MAC, and they have some serious concerns about what is called dark stores that are popping up and the tax incentives that are given to those across the state. And there's Senate bills and House bills that are in the process, and commissioners have a pamphlet kind of showing what MAC's position is on that, and I think Commissioner Kleinfeld is going to have some resolutions opposing those on her Government Affairs Committee. That's all I had about that meeting. Anything else, Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Just that it gets the number one issue with MAC, and it started with big retailers. Estimates.
Tim Hortons, CVS's, Rite Aid's, etc. Thank you, Commissioner Miller.
Did they have any information, or does Finance have any information about the specific impact to Macomb and our local communities?
We requested that Steve contact the Finance or Equalization Department to try to find those examples or the cost that's associated with that.
Okay, thanks.
November 3rd is election day, and then the Macomb Business Award nominations are accepted through November 12th if any commissioners have businesses they think should be nominated in their districts. Outside of that, you see the regional stuff at the Great Lakes Water Authority named Sue McCormick as the director, and DWSD named Gary Brown as their director. With that, any other questions on my report, the chair's report? Seeing none, motion to receive and file. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Miller. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The report is filed. A request by Commissioner Kleinfeld, waiver of confidentiality for Corporation Counsel's 1013 memo so she can give it to one of her constituents. Moved by Marino, supported by Kleinfeld. Commissioner Kleinfeld? Oh, Commissioner Sabatini wasn't at the meeting. This was in regards to the memo that, is it on your desk? Yeah, it should be in the packet. Or on the desk. Commissioner Sabatini?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The reason I'm bringing this up, my understanding was exactly what Commissioner Kleinfeld was going to speak about, that we can't discuss it unless it's actually voted upon. But unfortunately, I think it's already been published with the agenda this evening. So it's on our webpage, and it's already been admissible to the public. So I think it's kind of pointless to.
So we violated our own rules.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That was an internal mistake. Commissioner Marino?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess this is more or less a question in regards to the opinions that we receive. For instance, I requested an opinion from John. He gladly, his office gladly answered it. Is protocol that we have to waive every opinion?
I'm having Scott look into it.
Okay.
On behalf of the commission, and if it is, then we're going to have some sort of process in place that's clear and transparent that everybody knows about.
Right, or even if
this hasn't come up until now.
It's never come up.
And so I think it does need to be addressed, and I'm having Scott look at that.
Right, and I mean, again, I'd even be in favor of, you know, as long as you're in favor of waiving privilege along with, you know, the commissioner that requested it, you know, I'm more than happy to work out a process like that. But, you know, that way we don't have to take a formal vote on each and every opinion that's issued, especially ones that aren't really sensitive for that for that matter. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, cost share agreement.
Should we take a commissioner? Yeah.
Shit.
You absolutely may. I've actually asked Corp Counsel to clarify that opinion and those two other points that necessarily weren't as clearly addressed as the public.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that, but with the mandatory language in the statutes that control, the answer isn't going to be any different for the Board of Commissioners or the Art Authority.
Okay, because it doesn't say up to, it says.
No, it doesn't say up to, and then it shall collect, shall deposit.
But I did ask for a more complete opinion. Seeing no other debate, motion. We have a motion. We have support. You know, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. We will try not to do that again. Proclamations move in their entirety.
So moved.
Moved by Carabelli, supported by Dugier. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The proclamations are passed unanimously. Any new business before the commission? Commissioner Vosburg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was at SEMCAC's General Assembly this afternoon, and the governor spoke, and it was about jobs and employment. One of the things that he brought up on the Pure Michigan Talent Connect website, there's currently 109,000 plus jobs available. But he said, interestingly enough, some of the smaller employers aren't putting jobs out there, and so it's his opinion that there are some employers looking for people, especially some of the skilled trades. And he just encouraged us as elected officials, if we know of businesses in our communities that could maybe benefit from posting a job there, to just let them know about the page. And he used as an example, he was with the auto dealers, and there were 13 of them sitting around the table, and he asked them, how many of you would like at least one more mechanic in your business? And they all wanted that. And when they went around the table and said how many they actually could use, there were over 20, I don't remember the amount, but a large amount of people. If they could find a qualified person, they would expand their business for those employees. So, and he said, if there's enough people of a certain trade, they can even have a class somewhere, you know, to help educate them. So just a piece of information for us to use when we're out there talking to our businesses.
Andre. Sounds good. Any other new business? Seeing none, I'll close new business. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli.
Present.
Dugie. Flynn.
Here.
Kleinfeld. Marino.
Here.
Majak.
Is that under the
Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini.
Yes.
Sauger.
Yes.
Smith.
Here.
Toko.
Here.
Vosburg.
Here.
Motion to adjourn by Dugie, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
said? No, my job.
Remember the hashtag along the line that Sam